critical look at the response to a school shooting. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. An investigation cites numerous failures by local, state, and federal first responders to the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
The nearly 80-page report by the Texas House of Representatives says hundreds of officers went to Robb Elementary School on May 24th, but did not go into the classroom and take down the shooter for 72 minutes. Texas State Representative Dustin Burroughs led the investigation.
If we need a simple phrase to describe what the report says, again, I would tell you multiple systemic failures.
The report says it's, quote, almost certain that the shooter fired at least 100 shots before any officer entered the classroom.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Three people were fatally shot. Two were injured, including a 12-year-old girl at an Indiana mall after a man with a rifle opened fire in a food court last night and an armed civilian shot and killed him. Greenwood Police Department Chief Jim Eisen called the 22-year-old who shot and killed the gunman a hero. Jury selection today in Steve Bannon's contempt of Congress trial.
Former President Trump advisor Steve Bannon was charged by the Justice Department with two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena to appear before the January 6th committee. Ahead of today, Bannon's attorneys tried to get the trial delayed. Earlier this month, Bannon said he would now talk to the committee after Trump wrote a letter waiving executive privilege, though federal prosecutors say Trump never invoked the privilege when it came to Bannon. The judge said the best way to root out potential jury bias is through the jury selection process.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Europe is feeling the pain from Russia's war in Ukraine, high energy prices, and record inflation, raising the likelihood of a recession. Meantime, Russia has stabilized its currency and inflation through an economy built to withstand international sanctions. But economists say that picture is misleading, and Russia has bought itself long-term economic stagnation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Senate Democrats could start moving forward on a scaled back, build back better bill this week.
President Biden is urging Senate Democrats to quickly pass a drastically slimmed down reconciliation bill focused mostly on bringing down prescription drug prices. A reconciliation bill needs only a simple majority working around a 60-vote filibuster threshold. Initially, the president had hoped to move an ambitious package worth nearly $2 trillion for education, climate, and other social initiatives. But West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin has balked at increased spending, citing inflation concerns. Manchin says acting on climate provisions should also wait until later in the summer to see what happens with inflation and interest rates. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
France is deploying more water bombing planes and hundreds more firefighters to combat spreading wildfires being fed by winds from a heat wave broiling much of Europe. At least two people have died in fires in Spain. The government is taking public comments on a proposal to limit speeds for big trucks.
The comment period ending today as the American Trucking Association opposes efforts to mandate speed limiters for setting speeds in the low 60s. The Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association has also criticized efforts to limit speeds for large trucks, telling the publication Fleet Owner that it would create unnecessary congestion and dangerous speed differentials among vehicles, which leads to higher accident rates. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Greece has filed an official complaint with Serbia after a cargo plane carrying mortar ammunition crashed while attempting an emergency landing in northern Greece. Eight crew members on the cargo plane that was operated by a Ukrainian company were killed in the crash late Saturday outside the northern Greek city of Kavala. That was followed by at least 2 hours of explosions. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.